Welcome to Bold Brands for Bold Women podcast. We are on a mission to help 1 million women entrepreneurs be seen, heard, and shine through personal and business branding. I'm Pick, and each episode, I'll guide you with insights and strategies to turn your brands into one that truly reflects your ambition. Whether you are starting out or scaling up, you are in the right place. Let's get started. You want to create a brand that truly stands out, reflects your business value, and connect your audience, and really help grow your business? Well, I used to think if I have a pretty logo, strong brand identity, beautifully designed website, and marketing material is all I need to build a successful brand. But soon enough, I realized that's not true. So my brand wasn't connecting the way I wanted, and it wasn't standing out the way I hoped. So that's when I discovered the secret sauce. It's a combination of three critical elements that I call the 3S framework. To help you get started on building your brand soul, style, and spark, I create a downloadable worksheet for you. So to walk you through each step that we talk about here, you can find the link down below, okay? Well, today, I'm going to break it down, these three elements, and show you how they can transform your business. Let's start with the first S. So for me, building a brand starts from the inside. Just like we need to understand who we are and find the soul to be authentic and live up to our full potential, a brand needs the same inner foundation. So it all begins with knowing who you are at the core. So in this stage, you need to find your brand purpose and personality. So now let's break this down even further, okay? So your brand's purpose is the why behind your business. So Simon Sinek has a very famous saying, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. It is very true. So to figure this out, think about your past, your origin story. What inspired you to take this first step and build this business? For me, my origin story began when I found myself stuck in a niche that I didn't enjoy. I realized as a woman, I wasn't really being taken seriously or valued for what I was worth. So I decided to switch to a new niche. Well, now I work with women who have likely faced similar challenges and help them feel seen and empowered. So next, think about the future. What impact do you want to be your business to have in 20 years? Well, usually it starts by like picturing the phrase like I envision or I see the future where. So for me, in 20 years, I envision the world where gender inequality is not a thing, where women have equal opportunity and the powerful voice in every aspect of life. So here's the tip. Think big with your vision. Now, for me, I'm on a mission to help 1 million women entrepreneurs to be seen, heard, and shine through branding. So remember, this should directly relate to what you're doing now. So once you have nailed down your purpose, right, your past, your future, and the present, the next step is your personality. This is where your brand really comes to life. Ask yourself, if your brand were a person, how would it look, talk, and behave? So start by choosing three keywords that define this trait, okay? For example, with my company Design Angel, we look playful, we talk in an uplifting way, and then we behave in the approaching manner. So our three personality keywords will be playful, uplifting, and approachable. When you combine a strong purpose with a well-defined personality, you have laid down this foundation for a brand with soul. One that isn't just a logo, but a living, breathing entity that really connects with people. So here's the best part too. This is something that you can do on your own, right? Without spending a dime, without even a product idea even, right? Now that you have discovered your soul of your brand, let's move on to the second element of the 3S framework, style. This is where the brand's visual identity comes to life. And this is more than just picking a pretty logo though. Style is about creating a cohesive visual story that reflects your brand. So, right, the purpose and the personality, remember? But where do you start? Well, it can feel very overwhelming to choose the right image, color, fonts, and I've got you covered with a few simple steps. First, let's talk about brand's storyboard. Well, this is a mood board that captures the essence of your brand visual identity. I recommend starting with Pinterest. You go to Pinterest, create a board, and start collecting images that resonate with your brand's look and feel. Do you remember the three keywords, the personality keywords that you have? That's when you use it here. So don't limit yourself to just logo. Think bigger. So look for logo that you like. Look for interior design, fashion, even graphic design and aesthetic that align with your brand's personality keywords. These images will guide your decision as you move forward. So here I want to show brand storyboard example. So your brand storyboard doesn't have to be so refined as what we have. But you can see beside logo, color, fonts, we actually put images of the target audience, right? The office style, places that the target audience will hang out, and also graphic aesthetics that align with the brand. So next, let's talk about your logo. The second thing, many people think you need to hire a designer for a custom logo, which means high cost. And it's not true. You can create a fantastic logo yourself even without any design skill. So what's the secret? Well, go for a font-based logo, also known as a logo type. Well, it's simple logo made from text, no icon or symbol needed. In fact, many big brands rely on just logo type. Well, websites like creativemarket.com offer a wide range of beautiful fonts that match your brand style. I'll include the link below. So now you choose one font that really reflects your brand personality. You remember the keywords again? And also use them in the search. Also, look at the logo where you're collected in the brand storyboard, right? This is where you use it now. Find the fonts that looks very similar to those designs. And there you have it, a professional logo that perfectly fits your brand. Now, onto colors. Use tools like Adobe Color to find the perfect palette. But remember to keep things simple. Choose only two colors to represent your brand across all platform. These colors should complement each other and align with your brand personality and your brand storyboard. Finally, let's talk about fonts. Again, keeping things simple is key. You only need one font, and I highly recommend you to go to Google Fonts to pick that one font, because first, it's free and it's very accessible. I will include the link down below, okay? So your fonts should be clean, readable, and consistent with all your brand aesthetic. Hey, if you're finding this helpful and want more tips on branding, design, and women entrepreneurship, make sure to hit the subscribe button. With soul and style in place now, your brand now has a strong foundation, also a compelling visual identity. But there's one last piece of the puzzle I call a spark. So this is when your brand really comes to life in the marketplace. You're really touching your target audience, connecting with them, and really drive your business forward. So spark is all about marketing strategy, okay? But there's so many marketing activities out there, how and where to start. So the first step is to list out all the potential marketing activities that work for your industry. So there are many things you can think about. Think about email marketing, content marketing, PR, SEO, ads, printed flyers, trade show, just to name a few. Well, but here's where it gets sticky. So you can possibly do everything at once, and not every marketing tactic will be right for your brand. So how do you decide? Well, I will start by prioritizing them. For each activity, give it a score from 1 to 10 for ease. Ease means how easy it is to implement in terms of time, effort, and other resources. So 1 being very difficult, 10 being very easy. Then give it another score from 1 to 10 again for impact. This is how much of a difference will it make for your business. 1 being not much of a difference. 10 means big difference. So of course, you want to find the highest score. So once you rate each activities, pick the top 3 highest score ones, and now you narrow your potential market idea to just 3 things. So now here's the important part. test these three top strategies one at a time. So focus on each of them for at least 1 month to see if really move the business needle, because if you don't test it, you don't know, right? It's all hypothesis, it's all from our thinking, we need to test it out. So now this methodology will make sure that you invest the time and resources that really actually work. So now you have brand soul, brand style, and brand spark, the three key elements to build a brand that really can grow your business. But remember, you cannot work on all three things in silo. You have to make sure that your marketing strategy, the spark part, align with your brand purpose, the soul, right? And your marketing creatives, right, match your brand style, the style. So they all need to be aligned in order for them to work effectively. Well, now we have covered how to build a strong brand using my 3S framework, soul, style, and spark, right? But one of the most challenging and confusing part of this process is understand your brand's purpose. So we only talk about it briefly here. So if you want to learn more and deep dive into finding your brand purpose, so check out this video where I dive deep into discovering the why that drives your brand. At the end, you should have a clear, actionable understanding of your brand purpose that will guide everything you do. Peace. Thank you for joining me on Bold Brands for Bold Women. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe and share it with other women who want to build powerful brands. Let's keep pushing forward together. Bye.